This is an episode to help you with making marketing easier for you and your personality type, because maybe you don't want a podcast. Maybe you'd prefer not to make 100 videos with your face on them. Currently, I'm making this as a podcast recording because somebody has sent me a very long email. It's an inquiry to potentially help them with their business, and I appreciate that so much, but I can't read it because I'm driving a car, and I'm not going to read it while I'm driving the car. But I wanted to use this as a point to say the way that you get to do your marketing gets to be the easiest way that you find to communicate. And if you can marry the two, then it just becomes effortless. It doesn't become one of those things that's just another thing that you've got to do. Because you will hear me often, I'm driving the car by the way, you will hear me often banging on about how short form video is amazing. And I will tell you, one of the things that it is amazing for is short videos on every single social media platform at the moment. They get shown to people who are not following you and who are not your friends or who don't like your stuff. They get shown to strangers. It's because, well, basically TikTok's changed the landscape and all of the platforms are trying to keep up with TikTok. So they all do the same thing with short form videos. Now, I won't get into the nuances of how to do that, but I promise you, you can turn any piece of content that you would like to create into short form videos really quickly and easily. With just Google it, an AI website will pop up and you will be able to do the thing. Now, I'm going to run a live session on that and show people how to do it. So somewhere on one of my places, if you're listening to this as a recording later on, it will be available. What I wanted to impress upon you though is that if you find it easier to write, then you can still make short videos, because what we will be doing, and you could just Google this website, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but I did it with a client's work the other day. I put in, first we made a very short video because I'm doing it with him in his office, helping him. So we made a short video telling a story, which was to teach people about a subject, right? And it had a story in it. Then I used ChatGPT to turn that into an email, obviously edited it a little bit with copywriter. And so now we've got a blog post and an email. So we've got a written version of the text. What I then did was I took that written version of text, which you could do if you're good at writing, take the written version of your post or a text, blog post, email, however you prefer to create things, and then you upload it to this website, and the website uses like stock photos and stock videos. That means that they're royalty free, so you don't have to pay for them, right? And it will make a short video clip for you based on the story with a female or a male voice narrating over the top with the text that you actually uploaded, and it'll tell the story visually for you. So anything at the moment is possible for you to be able to make short videos. So that's the session that I'm going to run on Thursday. Now, do you need to do the session? No. But what you need to do is definitely take responsibility for your marketing and understand that I know it feels like it's another thing, but it's not. Your business and servicing your clients is one leg. And understanding marketing and sales, so leads in, opportunities, referrals, etc., is the other leg. It actually should take up, I think, like a good 30-40% of your time in doing things. It creates opportunities. It means that sales become effortless, and I'm so highly trained in sales. I've done so much sales training, it's ridiculous. What I've realized is that if someone has resonated with marketing that is out there, there's not really any selling, quote unquote, that needs to be done. Their objections have already been overcome. They already know that you're the person to help them. So it really does create more opportunities for you. Please feel free to send me an email if you'd like to, or find me on any of the social media channels. Do you know what I'd love even more? Then I can see who you are and a little bit about what you're about. And send me an audio message, because I consume them while I'm driving. And when I'm not driving, obviously I can read your email. But please, if you send me an email, send me your phone number. Because sometimes I will just pick up the phone and call you. Because yes, I do take booked calls to be able to help people with their business sometimes. Depends on what's going on with life and work. But sometimes I will just call because it's easier to have a quick chat to figure out if I can help you. Because I like to talk because I'm from that generation. If you know what I mean, wink, wink. The young people that don't like to talk and you'd prefer to text. But that's cool too. But when it comes to marketing, just know it's not another thing that you have to do. You could literally just, you know, put the camera down, film what you're doing. I was talking to a florist this morning to get her to put the camera down, film what she's doing, speed up the video, and then she's going to do a voiceover and talk over the top of it. And hopefully she'll be incredibly busy and people will know who she is before she even gets to the wedding and flower expo that she's probably paying to have a booth at. Because the amount of money that goes into expos and shows is just astronomical. And honestly, you could get there in a couple of weeks if you commit to doing the short form video thing every day until you get good at it. And I love the editor in TikTok. It is amazing. You don't have to keep everything in TikTok. You can download the video from there for free. When you get enough likes, it will take the watermark off it for you. Until then, there are plenty of free apps that you can put the video in and take the watermark off if you want to. Or if you want to be lazy, like I often am with my own accounts, don't take the watermark off, and other platforms like Facebook at the moment will show it to even more people than TikTok does. Weird. If it's less than 90 seconds, that is, and it becomes real. I could go on forever. On my Facebook profile, on my picture, there are plenty of links to free groups that I have that can help you with all of this content. I need a place to put stuff. There's actually also email lists in there if you'd prefer that form of communication. But your form of marketing really just gets to be an extension of probably what you're already doing. So keep it super easy. The only reason I started making videos in the first place was literally for the clients that I already had, because I come from gym land, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast. And it was to help the clients that at the end of the week, because there's always a theme, isn't there? If you see a lot of people and you do a lot of transactions during the week, you know, when there's a full moon, there's definitely a theme. Everyone's, you know, got their period or something going on. So the complaints and the questions would be the same. Or say, for example, we uploaded a new program and there's 150 people going through this program in groups of six, for example. You know, I'd communicate with them via video. Now, they used to be private videos, but I mean, now they're unlocked. And what it actually does, as I've realized, is it, when people have seen your content and then they meet you or they go to do a transaction with you, it's actually like the second or third time that they've met you in real life. It definitely speeds up that, you know, the, in marketing, they use the marketing term no like trust factor. I hate marketing terms, but it's incredibly true. And it really does help them to decide already that you're the person to help them. So you're crazy to not get onto it if you haven't. The only reason I'm now doing short videos is because I wasn't going to let the 20 and 30 year olds win at the TikTok game. I thought I have to master this, even though I'm much more used to long content, which is why I like making podcasts and longer videos, because I like rambling. There is a little bit of a technique to the shorter ones. You do have to worry about the first couple of seconds. You do have to get to the point incredibly quickly. So if you're making a video or you're uploading stuff for somebody else, cut the first couple of seconds off and just put the actual point. You know, journalists use that expression, bury the lead. Don't bury the lead in the middle. Like, tell us what the video is about or who it's for or what the problem that you're going to solve, or start the story right at the beginning. And then, you know, put another interesting fact in the middle. Don't worry too much about the nuances. There is a free handout on how to actually construct your short videos, and that is in a Facebook group. And there's a couple hundred people in this Facebook group. I've just been uploading stuff in there and putting tips in there. Yes, I put them all over the internet. There is an email list that you can join to get notified of that, and that is on my Facebook personal profile, the image. Click the image and you'll see all the links to find me. Otherwise, some of the groups you can find on my website, which is katemartinmentor.com. Most of my time these days is actually spent helping businesses increase revenue, and I've been really quiet about that because it's like I'm running a marketing agency. But now, 2024 is the year for me to not only one, share the journey a little bit more, but two, actually become almost part owner and like profit share in businesses so that I'm there for a longer time. And also as they get rewarded, I get rewarded. And likely if it doesn't work, they obviously don't lose a lot of money because they're not paying for, you know, expensive agency services. Because the one thing that good marketing does is it makes sales easier, but it can also cap you out at the current capacity that you have for business services or clients' help, for example. So it can make you too busy. So sometimes the business needs systemizing to be able to grow as well. And it's always a good idea to start and grow with the end in mind, and that end could be that you want to sell the business. So what does that look like? What stats do you need? What sheet does somebody need to be able to look at if they were just have a look at your business if one day you wanted to exit? And if you run things like that, you don't have to exit, but it means that the business will be worth, they say, if they've got a digital asset as well, so for example a product or something that sells, that it can be worth up to 12 or 13 times more. So even just having digital assets can make things worth a lot more. Anyway, I'm rambling, which I love to do. So you get to get onto the form of marketing, and which is just help people that you like doing the most. And I get inspired after I've had conversations with human beings. And like this was just reading an email. So do the format that you like, that's the easiest for you to do. Even if you film some things and you keep them on your phone because you want to keep them private for now, you could do that as well. You can upload them to YouTube and keep them private or unlisted, so you're only sending them to specific people that they're meant for. That's how I started. This was before Facebook groups. I used to do that and then give those videos to clients that were relevant. Anyway, I could keep going, but I'll save it for another day. Hope that's useful. Share with me what you're doing. Please ask questions, and I will talk to you soon.